今天早上有圣餐礼，我们要来领受耶稣的肉跟耶稣的血。
We shall hold the sacrament of Holy Communion this morning to partake the blood and the flesh of Jesus.
在这个之前，我们要先来明白主耶稣对我们的爱。
But before that, we would like to take a few minutes to think about the love and the suffering Jesus had for us.
到底什么力量把我们大家从这么远的地方聚集在教会？
What is that ultimate force which has cemented us together in this church?
这个就是主耶稣的爱。
The love of Jesus, of course.
到底是什么力量使我们为神来做圣工，为他来牺牲？
What is that moving force behind us that we make sacrifice for the Lord and we perform the holy work for him?
这个就是耶稣的爱在激动我们。
It is the inspiration of the love of Christ.
到底是什么力量使我们同龄能够彼此相爱，互相关心？
What is that moving power behind us so we can care and love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ?
就是主耶稣的爱在心中激励我们。
Once again, that is the constraint of the love of Christ.
所以一个人如果明白基督的爱，他就能够成为一个很好的基督徒。
Therefore, it is simple to conclude that if we understand the love of Christ, we can become a good Christian.
明白基督的爱在信仰当中非常的重要。
To be able to understand the love of Jesus Christ is very important in our faith.
爱有很多不同的表现方式。
But love can be shown in different ways.
我们一般人的爱大部分指的是物质的帮助。
Most of the time, when we talk about love among people, is the material help offered to others.
而且我们一般人的爱有一个限度。
And there is always a limitation to human love.
如果你爱别人要牺牲到受苦的程度，那么到那个程度就结束了。
The limit often is the point where you begin to suffer and make sacrifice for another.
但是爱如果没有牺牲，却不是真的爱。
But then at the same time, if there's no real sacrifice, there's no genuine love.
现在有一部分的夫妻他们非常的相爱。
Some couples, married couples, they love one another.
但是为什么到最后又离婚？
But why do they divorce, which is the end of their marriage?
当然原因有很多。
Of course, there are many factors contributing to this fact.
其中有一个原因就是彼此不愿意受苦。
But one of the reasons must be that either party is unwilling to bear sacrifice for the sake of another.
当他们觉得要受苦的时候，为什么还要在一起？就分开吧。
When they realize that they have to make sacrifices for another party, then they decide to part.
所以爱需要受苦。
Therefore, love requires sacrifice.
主耶稣在世界上爱我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ loved us.
就是用受苦来表示。
And he showed to us by the sufferings he sustained.
在罗马书里面
In the book of Romans,
保罗这样说
Paul made such a remark.
耶稣为我们死，我们又知道什么是他的爱。
Because Jesus died for our sake, we know therefore his love.
请看罗马书第五章
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5.
第八节
Chapter 5, verse 8 in the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章第八节
Chapter 5, verse 8.
第七节开始啊。
Let us begin with verse 7.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做。第八节
Verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就在这里向我们显明。这里说神的爱就在这里向我们具体的显明。
But God commanded his love toward us in this very concrete way.
什么是神的爱显明的方法？
How did God manifest his love?
就是我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣为你也为我来死。
The second half of verse 8 reads, While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
这种耶稣的受死就是一种牺牲的最大表现。
His death for our sake is the greatest way to show his love toward us.
或许我们愿意把我们所有的财产都给别人。
We may be willing to give all our possessions to another person.
但是很少人做得到把我的生命给别人。
It is very, very rare, almost impossible for one person to lay down his love for another person.
或许我们可以爱那个非常爱我们的人。
We may be able to love the person who loves us so dearly.
但是很少人能够做到爱那个恨我的人。
But it is almost impossible for one to love the one who hates you.
耶稣爱那些恨他的人。
But our Lord Jesus Christ loved those who hated him.
他所爱的程度爱到愿意为他牺牲。
And he loved them so much that he was ready and willing to die for their sake.
这个就是爱的具体表现。
This is the most concrete way to show his love.
在使徒约翰年老，在约翰年老的时候。
When John was at an advanced stage.
他对信仰有很深刻的体验。
He had many experiences of the truth of love, of faith.
他说主耶稣是我亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲手摸过的。
And he said to others that I have heard Jesus, I've seen him with my eyes, and I've touched him with my own hand.
那么这位门徒约翰对耶稣的爱怎么描写？
And how did he describe the love of Christ?
先看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
对不起，第四章。
Excuse me, 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第九节。
Chapter 4 verse 9.
对不起，第三章十六节。
Rather, let us turn to chapter 3 verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么是爱，我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
Hereby perceives we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
这里约翰说，耶稣为我们舍掉他的命。
He laid down his life for us, as the disciple said here.
世界上没有一件事情比生命更有价值。
There is nothing else we can find in this world which is more precious than our life.
因为没有生命，一切都没有意义。
For without life, nothing is rendered meaning.
但是主耶稣为我们舍命。
But Jesus died for us.
这个就是他的爱。
This is how he showed his love to us.
而主耶稣在世界上为我们受的苦有多方面。
Jesus suffered all kinds of pain for our sake during his lifetime.
第一方面就是精神上所受的苦。
First of all, it is the mental agony.
一个人肉体生病有时候能够忍耐。
Sometimes we are able to bear the pain and suffering of our physical infirmity.
但是一个人如果精神受到刺激，常常是受不了的。
We often find that we are unable to bear the torments of our mental pressure.
精神上的刺激比肉体上的痛苦更痛苦。
Mental agony is much more painful than our physical pain.
我们看一个人肉体受苦不会发疯，但是精神受苦常常会发疯。
When a person is tormented physically, he may not lose his mind, but mentally he may.
那主耶稣在世界上为我们受什么精神的苦？
What kind of mental agony our Lord Jesus Christ suffered for us?
以赛亚书里面以赛亚先知有很清楚的描写。
The prophet Isaiah described very vividly.
请看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
第三节
Chapter 53, verse 3.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经历忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。这一节圣经节主要在描写主耶稣精神上所受的苦。
This verse describes very well the mental agony.Suffered by Lord Jesus Christ.
第一点，他描写说主耶稣被藐视。
In the beginning of the verse, it reads, "He is despised."
被藐视是一种痛苦的经验。
To be despised, of course, is a very painful experience.
因为被藐视表示别人不承认你的价值。
When you are despised, your total dignity and value is denied by another.
你在这个团体里面，别人不承认你的价值，觉得你一文不值。
Your dignity and value is nullified and denied by the members of the same group.
觉得说你是这一群团体里的废物。
You are regarded as a worthless being.
你被孤立了。
You are isolated there, therefore.
精神上、精神上的刺激很大。
This kind of mental torment is quite painful.
为什么主耶稣会被藐视？
Why was Jesus despised?
在前面说他没有家型美容，就是没有美好的外表。
In the previous verse, if we read, we'll find that he didn't have a very attractive outlook.
啊，主耶稣在世界上没有受过什么正式的拉比教育。
He did not receive an informal education under a rabbi.
而且他三十几岁，看起来像五十几岁，也没有什么外表。
And he was only 30 some years old, but he appeared to be over 50.
而且他也没有什么家庭的背景。
He wasn't very physically attractive, nor did he receive any good education or family background.
出来传道理的时候，
when he came out to preach the gospel,
很多人都很惊讶他的能力。
Many people marveled his capabilities.
他讲道跟医病的能力。
And his ability to preach and to heal illnesses.
等他们了解耶稣是谁之后，
only when they after they realized who Jesus was,
他们就藐视了耶稣。
He was despised by all these people.
因为他们觉得耶稣在当时社会是算不了什么的。
Because he was regarded as quite useless and worthless in that society.
腓立比书里面说，
in the book of Philippians,
有一个翻译本这样翻译。
At least one version reads like this.
他说耶稣本来是神。
That Jesus was once a God.
他为了拯救人。
Because he wanted to save human beings.
他从最高的神降了一大级变成人。
He condescended himself from the high rank of God to a regular ordinary being.
但是耶稣来世界上做人，他不是选择做国王在众人之上。
And when Jesus came to the earth, he did not choose to become a ruler or a king highly respected.
耶稣在世界上，他是选择社会上的中下阶级的人。
But rather, he chose to be a member of the society belonging to the lower and middle-lower strata.
到最后，他变成一个罪人。
And finally, he was deemed to be a sinner.
大家藐视他。
He was despised by all.
他原来是神，应该受到尊荣。
But he is God. He was supposed to be respected.
但是他竟然被藐视。
But quite unexpectedly, he was despised reversely.
为什么？
Why it was so?
就是为着你跟为我。
He did so for your and for my sake.
因为经过这个方式，他才能够接触我们，才能够拯救我们。
Because it was through this kind of humiliation, he can provide salvation to us all.
以赛亚书五十三章说，他被人厌弃，多受痛苦。
In Isaiah chapter 53, we just read that he despised and rejected of men.
在当时的社会里面，他被人厌弃。
And he was rejected by men around him.
因为他自称是弥赛亚。
Because he himself claimed to be the Messiah.
他要来救这个世界上的人。
And he was here to save people.
大家不能够接受。
But that was a fact not acceptable to many.
所以拒绝他。
He was rejected.
他因此这样受痛苦。
Therefore, he also was a man of sorrows.
这样还不够。
And furthermore,
当时社会上的每一个人差不多都要跟耶稣作对。
And all people who surrounded him went against him.
特别是文士法利赛人。
Particularly those Pharisees and the scribes.
无论耶稣走到哪里，
wherever Jesus went,
他们就跟到那里。
They followed him.
就是要找把柄来跟他作对。
To find fault in him so that they could stand up and resist against him.
如果我们周围有一个人常常要跟我们作对，
if we have one person who is in our acquaintance who comes to find fault in us,
不论你讲什么都要抓你的把柄，
trying to find fault in your speech and whatever you do,
这个痛苦就好像一根刺插在背上你拔不出来一样。
That kind of pain in the neck can be comparedto a thing in your flesh.
耶稣在世界上大家跟他作对。
But when Jesus lived his life in the world, people went all against him.
他是最高的神。
But remember, he is the highest God.
为什么他要受苦？
Why did he suffer for us?
就是为着我们。
He suffered for you and for my sake.
不但这样。
Not only so,
当时的犹太人，这些宗教领袖想要把耶稣除掉，就是要把耶稣杀掉。
Religious leaders in the Jewish society at that time tried to get rid of him.
耶稣并没有做什么事触犯他们。
But Jesus did nothing which really offended them.
为什么他们要杀掉耶稣？
Why did they want to take the life of Jesus?
圣经说因为嫉妒耶稣。
And the Bible tells us that they were jealous.
所以在众人眼中，耶稣就是一根钉子，要把它除掉。
Therefore, in the eyes of the people around him, he was only a pain in the neck and need to be gotten rid of.
耶稣是世界上最孤单的一个人。
Therefore, Jesus was the most lonely person in the world.
他有苦无处诉。
He had sufferings, but an agony, but no one to whom he could relate.
其实他的十二个门徒也没有办法了解他。
Even among his disciples, some couldn't even understand him.
但是为了完成神交付他的使命。
But in order to carry out the mission entrusted to him by God,
他忍受这一切精神上的痛苦到最后一点。
He suffered and bore all such mental agony and torments till the very end.
这个就是为着我们。
And he did so for you and me.
耶稣所受肉体的痛苦也是超过我们所难想的。
And furthermore, the physical pain suffered by Jesus went all beyond our expectations and imagination.
我们一般人肉体受的痛苦都是从生病来的。
Most of the pain we suffer physically come from our sicknesses.
有时我们肉体受的痛苦是为着要谋生工作很努力来的。
And of course, on some other occasions, we sustain pain physically because we have to make a living.
有时候我们受的痛苦是因为本身犯罪受到责罚来的。
And in some other instances, we suffer physically because of the sins we have committed.
耶稣是无罪的人。
But Jesus was a sinless person.
但是他肉体上所受的痛苦是超过我们众人之上。
But the physical torment which he suffered went far beyond what we can sustain.
除非我们亲自经历耶稣肉体受的痛苦，我们没有办法百分之百了解耶稣到底受了多大的痛苦。
It is an impossibility for us to really empathize with him unless we sustain a similar kind of pains which he did.
主耶稣在世界上的生活很简单。
The kind of life led by Jesus was a simple one.
对我们现在来说
compared to the life we have today,
要叫我们过耶稣所过的生活就是一种很痛苦的事情。
We realize that it is a pain in itself if we are asked to lead the kind of life Jesus has.
不是吧？很多青年在家里吃得很好，礼拜六中午这里吃不惯，出去吃舒服的一点。
Isn't it so very true that even on our Sabbath fellowship meal, that you complain the food we have, but they go to McDonald's for lunch?
但是主耶稣在世界上怎么生活？
But how did Jesus lead his life?
他说，你看天上的飞鸟有巢。
Look at the birds flying in the sky, they have nests.
狐狸有洞。
Even foxes have their own holes.
我没有放枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man do not even have the pillow for my head.
他没有一间房子写着耶稣的名字。
There's no house in which bears the name of Jesus.
他没有一块的田地写着耶稣的名字。
And he owned no land which bear his name.
到处漂流过简单的生活。
But he roamed from one place to the other, leading a very simple life.
这个本身就是一个苦。
But his life in itself is a source of pain.
但是受苦如果有意义，还能够忍受。
But we can sustain such pain and difficulties if we have a purpose.
主耶稣后来所受的苦越来越大。
And the agony and pain intensified gradually in Jesus' life.
经过三年多的传道。
After 3 years of life of preaching,
他知道他的使命已经完了。
He realized that the mission was near completion.
现在最后一步要做的。
The last thing he must do
就是要把他的身体当作祭物献给神
was to sacrifice his own body unto God as an offering
流出他的宝血来
to shed his precious life
人类才有赎罪的希望
so that there would be a hope of the salvation
这一件事情是很难承担的
but this was a very difficult task
所以主耶稣要做特别的祈祷
therefore he offered special prayers
他在客西马尼园三次流泪的祈祷
He prayed in tears and sweat in the Garden of Gethsemane.
为什么他要这么迫切的祷告？
Why did he must do so?
因为他想到肉身要受的痛苦实在超过他所能承担。
Because he couldn't imagine the intensity of the pain which he must experience.
结果天上的使者下来三次加添他力量。
Angels came down from heaven 3 times to strengthen him.
他就像一头羔羊，默默地被人牵去宰杀，一点怨言都没有。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, like a ram and lamb to be offered speechless.
他说，亲爱的门徒犹大来亲嘴，本来是一个爱的记号，竟然成为出卖的一个记号。
And he said that the kissing offered to him by Judah was originally conceived as a sign of love, But now it is a sign of betrayal.
所以犹太人的宗教领袖就把他们抓去审判。
Therefore, the Jewish religious leaders took him and tried him.
整个晚上他被人凌辱，被人作弄。
He was despised and laughed and mocked by all these people throughout the night.
很多人踢他，很多人吐唾沫在他脸上。
He was kicked and he was spitted.
很多人用手来打他的嘴巴。
And he was slapped.
他是天上至尊的神。
But imagine he was the God on high in heaven.
但是他受到这种罪人的待遇。
And yet he experienced all these kind of treatment which were meant for sinners and criminals.
原因就是为了你，也是为了我。
He did so for the sake of yours and mine.
因为他知道如果没有这样，人类是没有得救的希望。
For he knew that there would be no hope of salvation for humanity unless he went through this.
犹太人还没有放过他。
But Jesus didn't let him go.
最后把他解放到当时的比拉多面前接受审判。
So he was led to Pilate at that time to be tried again.
大家取笑他是犹太人的王。
He was jeered and mocked as the king of Jews.
所以用荆棘做一个冠冕。
So they made a crown of thorns.
冠冕是荣耀的记号。
In fact, crown supposed to be a symbol of glory.
但是这个冠冕竟然是用荆棘做的。
But this crown was made of thorns.
那个刺是两三寸这么长。
And the thorns had the length of more than 2 or 3 inches.
非常的锐利。
They are extremely sharp.
他们要把这个荆棘戴到耶稣的头上。
But they were to place this crown of thorns on his forehead.
来羞辱他。
To once again mock him.
结果不能够戴进去，他们就把它压进去。
But because they couldn't place it very securely, they pressed it down onto his head.
所以所有这个荆棘上的刺就刺到耶稣的肉里面。
So the thorns penetrated his skull.
耶稣的血流得满面。
And blood came down from above to all over his face.
滴到满地。
And dripped onto the ground.
没有一个人怜悯他，同情他。
And yet no one showed any sympathy at all.
虽然没有一个人能够真正找出他有什么罪。
Though no one was able to find anything wrong and fault in him,
整个晚上他把耶稣的衣服脱掉，在比拉多面前接受审判。
But he was stripped and he was placed before Pilate to be tried.
耶稣极其软弱。
And Jesus was weak physically.
他们把耶稣审判一晚，发现耶稣无罪。
And after the night-long trial, they again found no fault in him.
但是后来他们开始鞭打耶稣。
They whipped him.
罗马时代的兵丁里面的鞭子，每一条鞭子后面带有两个钩子。
As you all know, the whips used by the Roman soldiers, had hooks at the end.
好，这个钩子好像钓鱼的钩子，非常锐利。
Just like your fishing hooks, they are extremely sharp.
所以这个钩子一打到背，就勾到皮肤里面。
The moment that is landed on a person, it hooks into your flesh.
然后罗马的兵丁用力一把它拉回来。
And then they would pull the whip very powerfully,
就好像犁在田里面犁过一样，他的背就出现了两条沟痕，血就喷出来。
So he will have a very deep mark on his back, and blood gushed out of them.
依照罗马的律法，他们可以打罪犯39下。
According to the laws of the Roman Empire, they could lash him and whip him for 39 times.
所以耶稣的背被打得找不到一处好的地方。
So there was no place in his back where he can find an uninflicted area.
他的血从他的背里面流出来。
And blood came from his back.
他是无罪的。
Came in large amounts.
他竟然
and he was a sinless person.
接受了这种罪犯的待遇。
He was crimeless, yet he suffered the treatment meant for a criminal.
就是为着救你跟救我。
And he suffered all these for you and for me.
审判完之后。
At the end of the trial,
啊，比拉多发现无罪，要释放耶稣。
Pilate found that he was faultless and was about to release him.
大家高叫，要钉死耶稣。
And yet the masses and the multitude yelled very loudly to nail him.
比拉多就端一盆水。
And what did Pilate do?
他就洗手说：“你们要钉他，罪不在我身上。
”He asked for a barrel of water in which he washed his hands and told them.That if you want to crucify him, I am not involved.
所以犹太人就说，这个罪归于我们跟我们子孙身上。
And the Jews said that let the responsibility be unto us and our children.
所以比拉多就把耶稣交给他们。
Pilate therefore handed over Jesus to the multitude.
他们把勉强耶稣背十字架。
So they forced him to carry the heavy cross.
两块很重的木头所做的十字架。
A cross made of very heavy panels.
耶稣的整个背已经烂了。
But imagine his back was all inflicted with wounds.
他极其虚弱。
He was weak to the most painful point.
所以他背起十字架走不到几步就倒下去了。
Because of his weakness, he wasn't able to walk long distances with a cross on his back.
结果他们就把耶稣踢，叫他起来。
But they kicked him, tried to get him up.
再踢。
And to continue the journey.
最后耶稣倒下去，爬不起来。
But finally Jesus collapsed and couldn't rise up again.
他们就勉强一个古利奈的西门来将十字架背到各个他山上。
And they forced Simon from Cyrus to force him to help him to carry the cross to Mount Golgotha.
他们把耶稣压倒在十字架上。
He was forced and pinned down to the cross.
把他的左手伸出来，用一只很长的钉子用力的穿过去，钉到这个木头上。
And forcefully pierced the long nail into his left palm.
用他的右手伸出来，用很长的钉子把它穿过去。
They did the same thing onto his right palm.
最后两条腿把它合起来，再钉一只根子。
And another long nail was pierced and penetrated through his feet.
耶稣被举起来。
He was lifted on the cross.
他的两旁是强盗。
And malefactors were on both sides.
但是他是一个无罪的义人。
But Jesus was a righteous and sinless person.
他在十字架上痛苦呻吟。
And he agonized and suffered all the pain on the cross.
这个是他肉体受的最大的痛苦。
He moaned and he suffered the greatest pain possible.
超过我们所能形容。
Far beyond our description.
因为他爱我。
Because he loved us, so he did so.
所以他流出他的血才能救我们。
He shed his blood in order to save us.
这个还不是最痛苦的。
But this wasn't the most painful thing.
当耶稣断就要断气的时候。
Before his last breath,
他说，我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃我？
And he said, Oh God, why do you depart from me?
因为他背负全世界上人的罪。
Because at that very moment, he carried on his shoulders the sins of humanity.
所以神就掩面不看罪人。
And God turned his face away from the sinners.
他的灵魂要下到阴间来尝阴间的苦味。
And his soul was to be cast down to hell to suffer even more.
因为这是罪人所应该受的刑罚。
Because that was meant for all sinners.
在阴间里面远离神的面。
And in the hell, he was shunned away from the face of God.
世界上最痛苦的事情就是被神抛弃了。
The most painful thing we can possibly imagine is to be discarded by God.
住在永远的黑暗、永远的沉沦里面。
And living in the eternal darkness of perdition.
耶稣的灵魂下到阴间。
The soul of Jesus was cast down to hell.
备尝苦味。
And he suffered all kinds of possible pain.
就是为着我们。
Once again, he did so for you and for me.
所以圣餐礼就是要让我们来思想，来明白神的爱。
The sacrament of the Holy Communion is meant to be an opportunity in which we can ponder once again the love of Jesus.
保罗对神的爱有深刻的了解。
Paul understood very deeply the love of Christ.
所以在罗马书里面他这样说。
In the book of Romans, Paul wrote,
请看罗马书第八章。
Shall we turn to Romans chapter 8, please?
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8
三十八节
Romans chapter 8 verse 38，
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事，是将来的事。三十九节，
39.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这个爱是在我们主耶稣基督里面的。这里保罗这样说
，Paul said in these verses，
不论世界上任何事情发生在他身上，都不能够使他跟神隔绝。
Whatever happens around him。They will not be able to separate him from the love of God.
因为他对神的爱有深刻的了解，被他吸引。
Because he was attracted to the Lord because of the love of God.
我们今天太容易跟神离开了，分隔了。
We easily separate ourselves from God today.
一点世界上的小事情，就我们使我们远离了神。
Any insignificant happening in the world could attract us away from God.
一点事情上小的事情，就我们使我们离开了神，离开了教会。
Any insignificant matter in the world can separate us from God and from His church.
不要谈到将来刀剑临到我们，我们还能够站立得稳。
Can't even possibly imagine that one day swords and knife will come onto us.
所以我们要明白神的爱，才会被他吸引。
Therefore, it is only crucial that we understand the love of God so we can be attracted to Him.
请看雅各第一章。
Let us turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
在旧约圣经805页。
Let us turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
雅各第一章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
第二节,
Chapter 1, verse 2.
一直到第四节,
from verse 2 to verse 4, please.
愿他用口与我亲嘴, 因为你的爱情比酒更美, 第三节,
verse 3.
你的膏油馨香, 你的名如同倒出来的香膏, 所以众童女都跟爱你, 第四节,
verse 4.
愿你吸引我, 我们就快跑跟随你, 王带我进入内室, 我们必因你欢喜快乐, 我们要称赞你的爱情, 胜似称赞美酒, 他们爱你是理所当然的。这一段圣经是在描写新妇跟新娘的爱情，新郎的爱情。
This section of the Bible describes the kind of affection and love existing between the groom and the bride.
这种爱比酒更美。This
kind of love is sweeter than wine.
这个爱好像香膏这么香。It
can be compared to the savior of good ointment.
这个爱就是指着神跟人之间的爱。And
this love, of course, is the love between God and man.
我们都很多人都结婚过。
Many of us are married.
当你刚刚开始要结婚的时候，那个时候是什么体验？
But if you can recall simply the kind of affection you had with your spouse.
被对方深深的吸引。
You are attracted to the other party.
我们人对主耶稣的爱如果有明白，就会被他吸引。
But if we understand the love of Christ, we can then be similarly attracted to Him.
一生一世不会离开他。
We shall never depart and separate ourselves from Him.
这个是在圣餐里我们要明白的。This
is the message which we must understand when we conduct the sacrament of the Holy Communion.
我们现在来注谢。Now
we shall consecrate the cup.
在我们教会。 圣餐是用一个饼所造的。
The practice of our church is that we use one whole unleavened bread.
因为教会是一个身体。
Because the church is one body.
基督耶稣只有一个身体。
And our Lord Jesus Christ has only one body.
所以我们就是用一个饼。
We always use one bread only.
那这一个饼能够做成就是很多的小麦磨脆了才能够做成一个面粉的饼。
In order to make this bread, you must have the wheat grind into very fine powder.
我们每一个人需要舍掉自己，联合起来，才能够成为合一，成为耶稣的身体。
We must lay down our lives and then be rejoined into the body of Christ.
这个饼是不分开的。
And this bread is an integrated whole.
所以我们不论住在哪一个地方，在主里面，我们都是一个的。
Wherever we find ourselves, we are still one, united into one body.
这个是无效饼。
And this bread is unleavened.
效代表罪,
and the leaven, as you know, represents sin.
主耶稣的身体无罪,
and the body of Christ is sinless.
他没有犯过罪,
he never had any sin.
我们是主耶稣身体,
and we belong to this body of Christ.
因为我们已经经过耶稣的宝血洁净,
for we have been cleansed through his precious blood.
所以我们才能够领受这个无罪的饼。
Therefore, we are eligible to come forward to partake from this bread.
因此每一个人领受圣餐，你要审查。
Therefore, as we partake in this communion, we must examine ourselves.
如果我们有什么过失，要在神的面前认错。
If we have sinned against God, we must confess and repent.
求神赦免我们的罪才领受。
We must pray to the Lord to first forgive us before we take part in it.
如果犯了很严重的罪,
if we committed severe things,
不要领受。
We must refrain from taking.
因为哥林多教会很多人领受圣餐，不但没有得到祝福，反而生病，甚至死了。
Because in the church in Corinth, there was such an incident that people sinned against God and they took the partake the Holy Communion and they were condemned.
就是因为他们没有审查。
And this was because they failed to examine themselves first.
那这个圣餐虽然是面粉做的，现在经过注谢之后，在灵里面要成为耶稣的肉。
Even though this bread is made of flour, after it is consecrated, it will become spiritualized into the body of Christ.
主耶稣说，在这个里面有他的生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said that my life is inherent in this bread.
所以一个人领受了圣餐，神的生命就要在我们里面。Therefore,
if we take part in this communion, we will have God dwelling in us.
虽然肉体死了，将来我们要再复活。Though
our physical body may perish one day, we shall be resurrected.
所以领受圣餐跟将来的复活有关系。To
take part in the Holy Communion has a lot to do with our resurrection.
因为要领受耶稣的生命。Because
we must receive the life of Christ.
现在我们要一起来祝谢，求主耶稣的圣灵运行，灵化成为他的肉。I
shall now consecrate this bread. And please join me in this consecration.
好，我们一起跪下来默祷。
Shall we now kneel down and pray in silence, please? In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢您。
Oh, our merciful Father, we thank Thee.
您在天上看到我们世人受苦。
You saw that we as humans suffer.
我们死之后又没有进天国的盼望。
And even after our death, we will not have hope to enter Thy kingdom.
您爱我们至深。
You loved us so profoundly.
您希望拯救我们回到您的国度，享受永远的荣耀。
It was Thy desire to save us back unto thy kingdom to enjoy the glories. For that was the original purpose of your creation. But unfortunately, we failed and we went against thy teachings.
主啊，您亲自成为肉身来到世界。Oh
Lord, you came to the world in flesh. For the sake of saving us.
我们人活在世界上都是为着自己在活。
And as we live our lives in the world, we do so for our own selfish purposes.
主啊，你来到世界上就是为着我们世界上众人在活。
But you are different. When you came for us.
您在世界上来为我们受苦。
You suffered much for our sake, O Lord.
经历种种的忧患。
You experienced all kinds of afflictions.
最后你被钉到十字架上。
And finally, you were crucified on the cross.
成为一头带罪的羔羊，为我们而死。
You were offered as a sacrifice in form of a lamb for our sake.
因为你的死，我们才有得生的希望。
And it is because of your death that we are given the new hope for a new life.
因为你的灵进入地狱，我们才有上天国的盼望。
It is only because that your soul suffered the most in hell that we can have a new hope for the heavenly kingdom.
主啊，我们现在要在这里领受你的身体。Oh
Lord, we are prepared to partake thy body.
恳求您用您的爱深深地感动我们。Oh
Lord, constrain us with thy deep love.
让我们能够改变人生的方向。So
that we may have a new orientation in our own life.
虽然我们不能够为你来死。
Though we are unable to die for thee.
主啊，求你加添我们力量，能够为你来活。
O Lord, strengthen us, so at least we may live for thy sake.
让我们能够爱你更深。
To love you more dearly.
在世界上一切的所行所作，都能够荣耀你的名。
In whatever we do and say, now let us glorify thy name.
主啊，我们这样向你恳求。
O Lord, we beseech thee.
现在求你的圣灵亲自运行在这个饼。
May thy Holy Spirit move amongst us to spiritualize this bread.
在灵化成为您的身体，让我们领受之后得到生命，末日能够复活。
So that it will become thy body, as we have partaken it, we may have your life in us, so we can be resurrected on the last day.
恳求你圣灵亲自运行，您亲自祝福。
O Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit move amongst us and bless us.
Hallelujah, 赞美主, Hallelujah, 赞美主, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
现在请徐西门执事、杨洪道执事来帮忙剥饼，来唱诗。48首。
Let us sing hymn number 84.
这个是葡萄汁，我们教会没有用葡萄酒。
This is the 100% pure grape juice. We do not use wine.
因为酒经过发酵。
Because wine has gone through the process of fermentation.
那现在要注谢。
Now we shall once again consecrate this cup.
圣灵运行要成为耶稣的宝血。
With the movement of the Holy Spirit, this shall be transformed spiritually into the blood of Jesus.
我们领受之后就要得到生命，末日要复活。
And after we have shared, we shall have the life of Christ, we shall one day resurrect on the last day.
我们现在一起跪下来，默祷和祝谢。
Let the congregation kneel and consecrate together.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
For our loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee.
您来到世界上为我们受苦。
You came to the world to suffer for our sake.
您知道罪如果没有经过流血就不得赦免。
You knew that our sins can never be forgiven without shedding thy precious blood.
您本身来到世界上成为一头代罪的羔羊。
You came to the world as a lamb to be offered.
最后您被钉到十字架上。
And you were crucified under the cross.
从你的身体流出了宝贵的宝血。
Thy precious blood was shed from your head.
成为我们赦罪的泉源。
And that became the fountain which can forgive our sins.
主啊，借着你的宝血，我们在洗礼里面罪得到赦免。
Oh Lord, we thank thee that because of the blood you shed, that we can be made whole.
现在我们要遵照你的命令来领受你的宝血。
According to thy instructions, we shall now take part in thy blood.
恳求您让我们领受你的宝血之后得到力量。
Oh Lord, help us and strengthen us after we have received thy blood.
让我们能够过一个属灵的生活。
And help us to lead a life of a spiritual life.
主啊，求你加添我们力量。
Oh Lord, please strengthen us.
让我们能过一个爱你的生活。
So that we can lead a life loving you.
主啊，求你加添我们力量。
Give us strength, oh Lord.
让我们过一个能够荣耀你的生活。
So that we may lead a life glorifying you.
做一个能够报答你恩典、为你做工的生活。
So that we can lead a life in which we can dedicate our labor to thee.
主啊，我们常常是心灵愿意，但是肉体确实软弱。
Oh Lord, how often that we are willing at heart, but we are unable physically.
在圣餐礼的时候，我们要特别地加添我们力量。
As we conduct this sacrament of Holy Communion, we pray that you strengthen us particularly.
让我们能够刚强地行走天国的道路。
So that we can be made strong enough to travel the journey leading to heaven.
来建立您的国度，传扬您的福音。
To establish thy kingdom and preach thy gospel.
让您的名被传满天下。
So that your name can be known to all parts of the world.
主啊，我们将向你祈求，为你垂听。
Oh Lord, we hope that you incline your ear to our prayer.
现在求你的圣灵运行在葡萄枝，成为你宝血。
May thy Holy Spirit move amongst us to transfigure this into thy blood.
让我们领受之后得到生命，末日得到复活。
That we may receive life of thee, we can be resurrected on the last day.
愿你圣灵亲自运行，亲自祝福。
May thy Holy Spirit move amongst us and bless us.
Hallelujah, 赞美主 ，Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, God.Amen.
Amen.
现在来唱诗七十七首。
Sing hymn 81.
每一个月一次的圣餐礼就是要提醒我们神的爱跟神的恩典。
In this monthly occasion, we are reminded once again the love and the grace we receive from God.
因为有时候我们实在是知道，但是忘记。
Quite often we are aware, yet we have forgotten.
所以我们纪念神的恩典，在信仰生活会更有力量。
So as we have this in remembrance of the love of God, hopefully our spiritual life will be further strengthened.